Hello, my name is Angela Keogh, and this poem is called An Irish Poem. An Irish poem slips off the page and calls next door with a plate of sandwiches. An Irish poem in blue-lipped Wexford sparkles between the showers like a million blinking eyes. An Irish poem wanders over bogs and ghost estates dreaming of bravery. An Irish poem chases away sorrow with a bottle of beer and stumbles about in the ill-fitting shoes of its neighbours. An Irish poem reaches back to empty bellies with useless arms. An Irish poem sleeps in damp doorways and warm beds and tries as best it can to wake up. An Irish poem has abandoned the relics and the wells and carries itself in a whispering breeze and red sky. An Irish poem has spaces between the verses of poverty and plenty and needs a good editor. An Irish poem is the sob of a mother in a convent and a boat leaving. An Irish poem is laughter on a dark day and a quiet cue of the dying. An Irish poem is tying ropes and cutting ropes, cold with shame on a snow-filled morning. An Irish poem is an ugly mob at a mosque and deep pockets at Christmas. An Irish poem is a pair of pigeons purpled in light, searching, searching, searching. I was driving to Listowel Writers' Week with my husband when news came of the discovery in Tuam of the bodies of babies and children in an old septic tank. We drove in stunned silence to our destination. Later I listened as a man described the act of writing poetry. He said, as the Beatles did, that there was nothing you could say that hadn't already been said, and that there was nothing you could write that could shock people any more. I have often found this statement to be untrue. An Irish poem was a prize winner of the Waterford Poetry Prize 2018.